What it means to be a sloth. Chapter 1. The sloth in its world. Even if you were to look hard and make lots of noise, you would most likely not see the most prevalent tree-dwelling mammal in Central and South America's rainforests. The monkeys scurry off and perhaps scream. The sloth remains still and hidden. The rainforest is a tropical ecosystem characterized by constancy of conditions. The length of day and night during the year varies little. On the equator, there are 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of night, 365 days a year. The sun rises at 6 a.m. and sets at 6 p.m. Afternoon rains fall daily throughout most of the year. The air is humid, over 90%, and warm. The temperature varies little in the course of the year, averaging 25 degrees Celsius. Or 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Except in the uppermost part of the forest canopy, it is dark in the rainforest. Little light penetrates to the forest floor. The uniformity of light, warmth, and moisture in intensity and rhythm mark the rainforest. And it is hard to imagine a rainforest dweller that embodies this quality of constancy more than the sloth. From meters below, the sloth is sometimes described as looking like a clump of decomposing leaves or a lichen-covered bough. The sloth's hair is long and shaggy, yet strangely soft. The fur is brown to tan and quite variable in its mottled pattern. Especially during the wettest times of year, the sloth is tinted green from the algae that thrive on its pelage, which soaks up water like a sponge. Since the sloth moves very slowly and makes few noises, it blends into the crowns of the rainforest trees. It took researchers many years to discover that up to 700 sloths may inhabit 1 square kilometer of rainforest. Only 70 howler monkeys inhabit the same area. The sloth spends essentially its whole life in the trees. It hangs from branches by means of its long, sturdy claws, or sits nestled in the forks of tree branches. The contrast to terrestrial mammals in respect to orientation is emphasized by its fur. Instead of having a part on the mid-back with the hair running towards the belly, as is typical for terrestrial mammals, the sloth's fur has a part on the mid-belly and the hair runs toward the back. The sloth moves slowly through the forest canopy, from a few to rarely a few hundred feet in 24 hours. On average, sloths were found to move during 7 to 10 hours of the 24-hour day. The remaining time, sloths are asleep or inactive. Resting is the term often used to describe the sloth's inactive periods, but this isn't a sloth-appropriate expression. From what activity is the sloth resting?